Hi, boss ladies. I hope that you are doing phenomenally well today, and thank you so much for tuning in on a daily basis and listening to these thoughts and things that I share with you. I really appreciate it, and I feel very, very thankful that I actually get to check in with you and that you engage with me on social media and that in some small way I'm contributing and making a bit of a change in your life. So thank you very much for that. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about whether your job is bad for your health, whether your job is possibly literally killing you. And it's actually quite surprising that I haven't spoken about this on the podcast before, because it's something that I'm super passionate about. And it's something that I'm known, if you go and look at the work that I do in the HR space, it's something that I'm kind of known for on a global scale around the future of work and around just treating people better and just being kinder in the workplace. So I'm obviously not a very big proponent of overloading people and having them be so busy that they're working 12, 14 hours a day as a rule. You know, obviously we understand that emergencies happen from time to time, but it shouldn't become habitual that you're always working and that you're always stressed. And I hate hearing from people that they can't afford to take a break, not financially, but in terms of the time that they feel they don't have the time, they can't afford to take a break, because if they do, the whole world is going to fall apart. Because possibly their team is young and inexperienced, or there's some big project that they're working on, and they're such an integral part that they can't afford to take a break and take a step away. And that is really, really unhealthy. So earlier today, I got a message on Facebook from a previous colleague that I worked with on a contract last year. An absolutely amazing man, really, really lovely, warm person, just stunning. And he let me know that he had finally gathered up the courage to walk away from his job, which pays ridiculously well, but which was literally killing him. So in the year before I met him, he'd actually suffered a major, major heart attack and literally nearly died. And a very big contributing factor to this was his lifestyle and the stress resulting from his job. And I know another friend who I was in high school with, who stayed in a job for about 7 years, and this job was literally making her sick. I myself have worked with some clients where I've gotten the impression that their environment makes me physically ill. And I actually heard from my doctor that there is apparently such a thing as sick building syndrome, where, you know, there's just so many germs in the air that gets pumped through the building that you're just going to continuously fall ill with the flu. So what I wanted to talk to you about is to basically invite you to engage around this topic with yourself, your partner, your friends, and start talking about whether or not your job is actually really bad for you. And start asking yourself the question whether the money that you get is actually worth the health risks and the lack of sleep and the stress and just the toll that it takes on your body and your life and on your mental health. So some of the signs that you want to look out for that your job is possibly bad for you and that you're heading towards burnout and that you need a break. You want to look out for signs of physical stress. If you're having daily headaches and neck and shoulder pain, that's a very big tell, because what's happening is that you're so tense all the time that your muscles are actually tensing up and you're having these headaches as a stress response to all of the things that are going on around you. You might be experiencing stomach problems. A lot of people develop ulcers. They have all kinds of problems with indigestion and with reflux because of stress, right? Some other ways that this might manifest is that people start experiencing anxiety. So keep a lookout for that around certain people at work especially, and certain situations. You know, when you start dreading having to be in a meeting room with me, okay? Or you need to kind of psych yourself up in the morning to go to work, that's a very big sign that something is very badly wrong and that maybe it's time for a change. Sometimes it's actually not possible to necessarily change the environment. You know that saying that says, if a flower doesn't bloom, you don't change the flower, you fix the environment, right? And that's very true for humans as well. So if you're having headaches, if you're having stomach problems, digestive problems, those are signs to look out for. Other signs that you want to look out for is disturbance to your sleep. So what you might find is that your mind is constantly racing, you can't switch off, and that actually interferes with your sleep patterns. Or alternatively, you are so freaking exhausted all the time that when you get home from work, you basically pass out until the next morning and you spend your weekends sleeping your life away. That's also another telltale sign that your job and the stress that you are exposed to in your job is actually impacting your health. Things like changing your eating habits. So a lot of people start stress eating and they eat a lot more than they usually would and they start gaining weight. Alternatively, they stop eating at all because they're so stressed that they can't face the thought of food. Another really bad sign that there's something wrong. And then another interesting thing is that you might find that you lose interest in sex completely. So that's something to look out for as well. That is very often a stress response in men and in women, incidentally. So if you're seeing these signs in your life, it's really time to take stock of your job and try and figure out what it is that is causing this. So is it that your work is too challenging and it's causing you stress and anxiety? Is it perhaps that your work is kind of boring and you're just not enjoying it? Is it perhaps the environment that you're in, the corporate culture, where, you know, it's just not a very nice place to work? Is it perhaps the people that you work with? So once you establish, you know, what that root cause is, you know, do that root cause analysis, figure it out, and then you can actually start working on a plan. Because what you want to avoid is you want to avoid getting to the point where you are in your late 40s or your early 50s and you realize that your life has passed you by. So when this ex-colleague of mine messaged me earlier today on Facebook and said he's finally leaving this job, I was genuinely happy for him. And it made me think of this phrase that I hope is going to stick with you, that you really need to listen to your body and you need to trust your intuition. You need to trust the vibes that you get around places, around situations, around people, even if it's at work. And when it comes to work, yes, we all need to make money, we all need to make a living, but we shouldn't be doing that at the cost of our health and our well-being, right? So you want to find something to do in life that is going to actually feed your soul and not just line your pockets. Think about that. It's not just about the money. I'll chat to you again.